Yes, said Mr. Pin, staring at the blank wall. I remember. And that time with that old man who was in that house in Genoa, and we didn't ing know, so we nailed up the door and... Shut up! Shut up! Just trying to look on the ing bright side. We shouldn't have killed all those people, Mr. Pin whispered, almost to himself. Why not? Said Mr. Tulip. But Pin's nervousness had got through to him again. He pulled at the leather cord around his neck and felt the reassuring lump on the end. A potato can be a great help in times of trial. A pattering behind him made him turn round, and he brightened up. Anyway, we're okay now, he said. Looks like it's ing raining. Silver droplets were pouring through the cellar hatch. That's not water, screamed Pin, standing up. The drops ran together, became a steady stream. It splashed oddly and mounded up under the hatch, but more liquid poured on top of it and spread out across the floor. Pin and Tulip backed against the far wall. That's hot lead, said Pin. They print their paper with it. How ing much is there going to be? Down here can't end up more than a couple of inches, can it? At the other side of the cellar, Otto's bench started to smoulder as the pool touched it. We need something to stand on, said Pin. Just while it cools. It won't take long in this chill.
Yeah, but there's nothing here but us. We're entrapped.
Mr. Pin put his hand over his eyes for a moment and took a deep breath of air that was already getting very warm in the soft silver rain. He opened his eyes again. Mr. Tulip was watching him obediently. Mr. Pin was the thinker. I've got a plan, he said.
Yeah, good, right.
My plans are pretty good, right?
Yeah, you come up with some ing wonders, I've always said, like when you said we should twist the...
And I'm always thinking about the good of the firm, right?
Yeah, sure, right.
So, this plan, it's not like a perfect plan, but... Oh, the hell with it, give me your potato.
What?
Suddenly Mr. Pin's arm was stretched out, his crossbow an inch from Mr. Tulip's neck. No time to argue. Give me the damn potato right now. This is no time for you to think. Uncertain, but trusting as ever in Mr. Pin's survival abilities in a tight corner, Mr. Tulip pulled the thong of the potato over his head and handed it to Mr. Pin. Right, said Mr. Pin, one side of his face beginning to twitch. The way I see it...
You better hurry, said Mr. Tulip. It's only a couple of inches away.
The way... I see it. I'm a small man, Mr. Tulip. You couldn't stand on me. I wouldn't do. You're a big man, Mr. Tulip. I wouldn't want to see you suffer. And he pulled the trigger. It was a good shot. Sorry, he whispered as the lead splashed. Sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry. But I wasn't born to fry. Mr. Tulip opened his eyes. There was darkness around him, but with a suggestion of stars overhead behind an overcast sky. The air was still, but there was distant soughing, as of wind in dead trees. He waited a while to see if anything would happen, and then said,
"Anyone in there?" "Just me, Mr. Tulip."
Some of the darkness opened its eyes, and two blue glows looked down at him.
"The ing bastard stole my potato. Are you ing death?" "Just death will suffice, I think. Who were you expecting?" "Eh? For what?" "To claim you as one of theirs." "Dunno, really. I never ing thought." "You never speculated?" "All I know is you've got to have your potato, and then it will be all right."
Mr. Tulip parroted the sentence without thinking, but it was coming back now in the total recall of the dead, from a vantage point of 2 feet off the ground and 3 years of age. Old men mumbling, old women weeping, shafts of light through holy windows, the sound of wind under the doors and every ear straining to hear the soldiers. Us or theirs didn't matter when a war had gone on this long. Death gave the shade of Mr. Tulip a long, cool stare.
And that's it? Right. You didn't think there were any bits you might have missed?
The sound of wind under the doors, the smell of the oil lamps,